This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How about this? How about we start with a story not about the election or politics or transitions or any of that jazz, but instead about interest rates? And interestingly, one in which the name Janet Yellen does not appear at all. How about that? The number two guy at the Fed, Vice Chair Stanley Fischer, gave a speech today in which he basically said the Fed has come to the conclusion the economy's got a new normal vis-a-vis interest rates, and that new normal is well below the conventional wisdom of even a year ago when the thinking was the rates might go up to as much as 4.5%. Those days, he said, are gone. So the question now for us is, what does this new normal about interest rates tell us about the new normal of the economy? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Higher interest rates are like a brake on the economy. And it used to be, for decades, we thought a healthy level of braking for a normal, functioning economy was to have the Fed aim for interest rates of 4.5%. That belief has changed. The level now looks lower, maybe around 2.9%. If our economy is a car, it's just not speeding along, so it doesn't need much braking.
The slow growth type of economy that we've experienced over the last several years is likely to be normal going forward.
Brian Railing is with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. There are a lot of factors behind this.
Lower productivity is number one.
Productivity growth, new technology, new inventions, it drives GDP growth, and it's a fraction of what it used to be. Another issue, we're getting older as a country.
That means people are moving out of the workforce into retirement.
Lower labor force growth, again, lower GDP growth, less need for higher interest rates. Now, for the Fed, this new world of low interest rates is a bit of a problem.
That does reduce the Fed's maneuvering, you know, in case we run into a recession.
Richard Silla is professor emeritus of economics at NYU Stern School. Lowering interest rates in an economy can be like pushing on the gas pedal. But if the pedal's already down, there's not much more you can do. Joseph Gagnon is with the Peterson Institute. He says some economists have other concerns about a slow-growth, low-interest-rate world.
We're going to find recessions more common and longer-lasting.
Another school of thought says, no, it's okay, we'll just have to live with slower growth, and that'll be that. Either way, it's the new normal. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.